listened to him. They flocked to hear him and everything he had to say. So now I think we need to have Jesus to come and join us. Who's going to come and be Jesus? Ah, here he is. Well done. Sometimes Jesus would speak to in the open air, and we know that there were 5,000 people at least listening at one time. Sometimes, though, he'd just be in a house, and today he is in a house. So here we are in a house. You'll have to imagine the house. This is inside, and it's probably quite a small house, but there are a lot of people. So where are you, people? Please come and listen to Jesus. I want lots of children to come and sit here, please, because it's got to be crowded. Mark says in that Bible reading that we had that it was very crowded and there wasn't much room. Ah, there's nobody coming. Come on, please. I need lots of children. In fact, you in the front, you can come and join here as well if you like. Bring a mum or a dad with you. That's fine. I'll have some beavers and anybody else who can come join. Bring a mum or a dad or a friend. That's fine. We want lots of eager listeners listening to Jesus. Everybody wants to do it. Well done. That's more like it. And we've got some coming from behind. Good. Come and squeeze in. Because Mark tells us there wasn't any room, really. It was very squashed and busy. And do you know Professor Wyatt, who came and talked to some of us over lunch last Sunday, he had no lunch for Professor Wyatt. He came and he said he didn't want anything to eat beforehand because he was doing a talk, and he didn't have anything to eat afterwards. And he went home on the train having had no lunch. We did try to get him, but anyway, this time there was no time for lunch because everybody was so very busy. Now, this is happening in a place called Galilee, and Galilee is a long way from Jerusalem. So Galilee to Jerusalem is a bit like Yorkshire to London. So if you're up in Galilee, a long way from, you know, Parliament and all the important people, sorry, I'm sure some very important people in Yorkshire too, but you know what I mean, a long way away, and can get on with his teaching, and everybody here is so keen to listen, aren't you? You all want to hear what Jesus has to say. He's been doing wonderful things. He's been healing people of their diseases, and they've seen that. And he's been casting out horrible things called evil spirits. We don't see many of those around, but there were a lot when Jesus was around, and he delivered people from these horrible powers that controlled them. So, no wonder. There you are, Jesus. Well, there you are. You're getting on doing your teaching, aren't you? And everybody's listening, and nobody's going to interfere, are they? Because we're a long way from Jerusalem. And everybody can listen. So I don't think anybody's going to be... Oh.
Oi! Now listen. He is in league with the devil.
And who are you?
Me. Me and him.
Where have you come from?
Pharisees.
You've come from Jerusalem.
We have.
Ah. You don't look too chuffed.
No, and I'm not.
And he's not. Right. So you are sort of religious authorities, aren't you?
We are.
And you don't like what you see. Now look, he has been doing wonderful things. He's been healing people. He's been casting out spirits.
He works for the devil.
And he works with the devil.
Yes.
So he's doing... He's what?
Devil.
He's working with the devil.
Yes.
So he's destroying the devil's works, and he's got the devil to come and help him destroy the devil's works.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that one there.
You are clever people.
Yes.
And you say something as stupid as that.
That's not stupid.
It is very stupid. If you've built a house, do you live in a house?
It's not stupid.
Come and be there. We'll come and have a look at you, I suppose, if you must, so we can see you.
Morning,
if we have to. Right, all right. Well, come a little bit nearer, if you must.
I don't like the devil.
You difficult people. Now look, you live in a house.
I do.
Now, if you spent a lot of money building and buying a house and a lot of time and energy,
yes,
and you then blew it up as soon as it was finished, you'd look stupid, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, now you're saying that the devil has done all these works and now he's blowing his own works up, and that's what Jesus is doing.
Well,
that is stupid.
Well,
you may be very clever, but you are very stupid, and I think you should go back to Jerusalem. Bye-bye, please. Bye-bye. See ya. All the way home. That was a very stupid thing to say, that Jesus is using the devil to destroy the devil's works. It just shows how stupid clever people can be. You know, some people, very clever people, say they today say they don't think Jesus ever existed. Well, it's just stupid. But clever people can say very stupid things. Anyway, we've got rid of them. That's fine. Now, after that little interruption, I think Jesus can carry on unmolested. Oh, nice, up in Yorkshire. Sorry, Galilee. And everybody can just listen. That's great. I'd like to listen too, I think. That's great. Nobody else is going to interfere now. Oh, yeah, that's really good. Can I listen in? Can I listen in too? Oh, that's really good. That's really good. Isn't that brilliant, isn't it? Hey, great. Oh, hello. More trouble. Oh, I'm sorry. Not trouble, it's his mum. Hello, mum. sorry about that. Wasn't the right thing to say. Look, mum and the rest of the family. Actually, not dad, because we think dad had probably died by now. I think that's probably what had happened. But mum's here, looks like, and the rest of the family. Whoops, sorry. Could somebody like to just go and tell Jesus that his mum's here? Would you like to go just go and tell Jesus that his mum's here? Just go and whisper in his ear. Mum's here. I think it looks as if she wants to see him, but sort of can't get in.
Who is my mother?
I beg your pardon?
Who is my mother?
Jesus said, who is my mother? Poor mum. Doesn't even... Who is my mother? Most of us know who our mother is. You don't actually look very excited about her having arrived. Do you know, I'll let you into a secret. When I was 6 years old, my mum and dad went abroad for 2 weeks and left me behind. And when they told me they were going, I howled. I had to go and stay with friends for 2 weeks when I was six. And I howled. Actually, I loved it. They were really nice and I had a really great time. But I didn't like being told I was going. And when my mum and dad came back, I was pleased to see them. What was your question?
Who is my mother?
Well, you know, when they came back, I didn't look at you and say, are you really my mother? I said, hey, it's mum here. You don't seem very excited. Who is my... What, very strange. Is anybody here with their mother today? Anybody here with them? A lot of you? Anybody else here with their mother? Sorry, I sure Andrew Smith here. Can I see Andrew Smith here? Andrew Smith, are you here with your mother by any chance? Yeah, that's lovely to have you. Are you quite sure that's your mother? How do you know?
I recognise her.
You recognise her? You're quite sure you didn't... You're quite sure she brought you up? You're quite sure she's not an aunt or just somebody, a neighbour? You're quite sure of that, are you? But I'm sure I saw Becky Chichester here, didn't I, tonight? Well, did I? Sort of, yes, are you quite sure that's your mum? Really? You're not saying, who is my mum? Right, okay. Jesus is saying something very, very odd here. Very, very odd indeed. You just say it again so we make sure we didn't mishear you. Just say it loud and clear so that I'd make sure I didn't make it up.
Who is my mother?
Well, isn't that a very odd question? I don't think you're too excited about that, are you? But they can't come in. With all this talk of family, I had an invitation through my letterbox this week inviting me to become part of the family. That's exciting, isn't it? Become part of the family. It's what it says here. Sign up, send it off. What is this family? It is the family of all those who would like to leave the European Union. And it comes with a glossy booklet saying, join the UK's fastest growing grassroots organisation. Up to 24 million reached in 4 weeks. And it says here, become part of the family and please enclose a cheque. Ah, I see. Well, I don't know what that excites you. I'm not sure I'm hugely excited by that, but how interesting. They'd like me to join the family. Jesus has a much more exciting family for us to join. You see, when he asks that question, who is my mother, he actually goes straight on to answer it. He does know. Of course he knows. He's a good son. He's probably the best son there ever was. He loved his mum. He loved his dad. He loved his brothers and sisters. Couldn't have had a better son than Jesus. And of course he was pleased to see his mum, but he had something more important to say. Who is my mother? Who are my brothers and sisters? Well, there's a bigger family which anyone can join. It's more exciting even than joining the European Union leavers. Much more exciting. And it's growing fast. It's growing all over the world. And it never loses a member through death. God's family is very, very wonderful. And how do we join that new family? Well, you remember, you can just picture, here was Jesus sitting, and here are all the people gathered round, and they had come to him. They were wanting to listen to him so that they could follow him, to believe in him and to follow. How do we join Jesus' family, God's new family? Just like that. We can't come to the physical Jesus, but we come to him by faith and trust. We put our trust in him and ask to join his family and follow him from now on. It's the best possible family in the world. There are lots of us here. There are others in the town. There are others in the country. Wherever you go in the world, you find brothers and sisters once you've found Jesus as Lord and Saviour. It's a very wonderful thing. Really nothing like it. So I wonder if you've joined God's family yet. And if so, it's wonderful, isn't it? Brilliant. Not without its problems, but brilliant even so. And if you've not yet joined, how marvellous. The door is wide open and there's an invitation for you to come right in.